This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320, it is Wednesday. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. As I said earlier, 62 right now and cloudy. Bit of rain today. We're getting down to 54 as a low tonight. More rain tomorrow. Sporadic rain, a high of 64, low of 50. Pretty much like today. And then Friday, we start getting into sunny skies as we get into the weekend, a high of 72 with partly sunny skies on Friday here in Lansing. So, and it gets even better as we head into the weekend. Well, certainly a lot of coverage about President Trump's overseas trip, which he started in Saudi Arabia. My next guest says that the media said almost nothing, though, about the secret connection that for 46 years has kept our two nations, Saudi Arabia and the U.S., linked in a special, mutually dependent relationship. Lowell Ponte is with us. He's the author of Money, Morality, and the Machine, Smith's Law in an Unethical, Overgoverned Age. Lowell, it is great to have you on WILS.
It's good to be had, Michael. Yeah. Thanks for having me back. So we saw this wonderful greeting to President Trump in Saudi Arabia. His approval has since surged to 48% and is on its way up. Mm-hmm. Now, why is there this deep affection between our two countries? Well, it dates back to the end of World War II and a thing called the Bretton Woods Agreement, by which we agreed we would peg the dollar to gold and other nations allied with us would peg their currency to the dollar. And that was very nice until 1971, when Richard Nixon, having spent a lot of paper money to help fund the Vietnam War, realized we could not let countries like France redeem their money for gold anymore. Mm-hmm. They would simply wipe out Fort Knox. Okay. And so overnight, Nixon cut the anchor. The dollar was no longer linked to gold. The dollar's value immediately fell by a third.
So are you saying, in a way, that was the smart move at the time to make?
Well, he believed it the only move that we could make, because otherwise we would simply be bereft of gold and still have a troubled dollar.
Okay.
But the problem was that the dollar could simply be printed. And implicit in our guarantee that we'd peg the dollar to gold is that the dollar would be stable. Well, he created an unstable dollar, as did Lyndon Johnson before him. Remember when, as a kid, you had silver certificates?
Sure, yep.
Yeah, that was when the dollar was also pegged to silver. And Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam, during that war, cut off the link between silver and the dollar. Nixon cut off the link between gold and the dollar. As a result, suddenly the dollar began to lose value rapidly, and oil producers in particular, of OPEC, became very upset at this. They were getting a lot less purchasing power for the oil they were already selling cheap. Mm-hmm. Hence the Arab oil embargo.
So the embargo was based, you're saying, because at the time we were told it was about Israel in the 1973 war. What was the real reason then?
No, the real reason was they wanted more money for their oil. Okay. And so they were squeezing us to get that. And the reason for that is the dollar was no longer worth what it had been. And so we go down time. By the way, if you're interested, $100 back in 1971 when Nixon acted would be worth about $600 today, or it would take $600 to buy the same goods. That's how much the dollar has deteriorated.
So could we have maintained the Bretton Woods Agreement and not had Fort Knox pilfered? Would that have been possible?
Oh, we could have maintained the agreement, but of course then we wouldn't have been allowed to just print money willy-nilly. I mean, that's the beauty of a gold standard. It keeps the government from just printing all the money it wants.
What would that have done economically over the decades to us, you think?
It would have forced us to tax people much more heavily to fund a war like Vietnam.
Okay. What about it in general, the economic growth we've seen over the decades? Is some of that credited to this decision?
Well, what it's really credited to, and this is the interesting thing, the dollar would have been in desperate trouble after Nixon acted, except for one thing, and that is he had cut a secret deal with Saudi Arabia. And that deal guaranteed that they would accept only dollars as payment for their oil, and they would pressure fellow OPEC members to do likewise. And as a result, the dollar was buoyed up by the fact that we were the only currency, and we, after all, own the legitimate currency. We print it that can be used to buy oil.
Okay.
Therefore, he saved our status as the world reserve currency.
Okay. Where are we today, though? I mean, because obviously there are so many other options for oil, and we were an energy-producing country, a big one, too, now.
Well, we were then, too, but we were consuming most of what we produced. Mm-hmm. So now the Saudis are in a good deal of trouble. They find, after 8 years of Barack Obama supporting Iran over them and helping Iran be on the path to acquire nuclear weapons, that they have to use more and more of their... Oh, but you see this deal Nixon cut.
Mm-hmm.
We were happy to get them back in the dollar, but in exchange for that, we agreed we would be the janissaries. We would be the foot soldiers who protected Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And so when American boys died in the Middle East, they were dying for the king of Saudi Arabia. Of course, the U.S. couldn't say it that way, but this is the kind of thing you get into in the Iraq.
Now, what if at this point that agreement is, what if they break that agreement? What would happen today?
Well, they don't have the power they used to because we have gone to fracking. We have increased our production dramatically. In fact, the Saudis are now going to fracking.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep up with that. OPEC is not the organization it used to be. Of course, a major oil producer elsewhere in the world is the Soviet Union, or Russia, pardon me. Russia is basically, as one pundit put it, a gas station pretending to be a country.
Okay, so
they are in the business. 25% of their whole economy is selling oil.
So at this point, that special relationship that we set up, is it going to fall apart at some point? Or?
At some point, the Saudis are trying to diversify as rapidly as they can. But what will happen to the world is an interesting question. Look at Hollywood, for example. Hollywood is now owned by a combination of oil producers and communist China. Look at Matt Damon, who did his famous movie, The Wall. And before that, did a flick called Promised Land about the dangers of fracking, which was aimed at trying to damage the fracking industry in the United States, and which was funded by the oil emirates.
No kidding.
How interesting. So Matt Damon is very much an actor for sale, as most of them are now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know the Chinese are more and more involved in our movies. It's obvious, too, when you watch the movies, you know, it's kind of jumps out at you. Lowell Ponte with us here on WILS. He's the author of the book Money, Morality, and the Machine. Lowell, I wanted to ask you, too, about President Trump's spending plan that he unveiled today, because I know you really have a handle on the economic end of things. This idea that we could have no deficit in 10 years and we can basically avoid touching Medicare and Social Security, how hopeful is this, do you think?
Well, President Trump is hoping for a miracle. He's hoping that they can sustain economic growth at a pure 3% or better. Now, that's rather difficult when you have an independent, or I should say liberal, Federal Reserve Board. Because the Federal Reserve Board, every time they increase interest rates by 1%, that effectively cuts off 1% of growth.
Okay.
So if Trump is trying to maintain 3% growth, that can be undercut immediately by the Fed, if they're inclined to do it, and they presumably are. It's part of the deep state. It is part of the unelected government of this country.
So the idea of trying to basically wipe out the deficit within 10 years, is that in any way realistic in your view?
We have never had a 10-year period unbroken of 3-plus percent growth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is normal to be 2 to 3%, but to maintain that without deviation will be very difficult. And so we're scheduled to go deeper and deeper into debt. Mr. Trump is trying as best he can to change the direction of government in ways that will cut back on the welfare state, but he's also going to increase military spending. So how well he'll be able to do that remains to be seen.
Right, and he doesn't want to touch Medicare or Social Security. How long do you think the government will be able to hold that position?
Well, we're talking about a whole economic shift that the Western world is trying to take, going to cashlessness, and going to the idea of guaranteed income. So you won't even get a welfare check or Social Security anymore. You'll just get a guaranteed income through your life. It won't be a lot, maybe $12,000, $13,000 a year. But if you get together with a few friends, you can live on that, and you don't have to do anything for it.
You think that is coming?
They're already experimenting with it in Finland and elsewhere. This is the ideal to replace the current welfare state. And because, after all, humans are going to be replaced by robots. I think we've talked before
about how
the European Union, for example, is already moving to tax robots as if they were people by having them reclassed as electronic persons.
Yeah. So that, it seems like that, well, at least people won't be starving, right? 12, 13 grand a year, they can maintain a roof and some food. Is that, I mean, is that a future to look forward to?
Well, that's a good question. Steven Spielberg is going to have a movie out on that topic in about a year, year and a half, as we talk about in Money, Morality, and the Machine. Oh, by the way, our Craig Smith's book and mine is absolutely free and postpaid to any of your listeners who would like a copy of it. It's 250 pages. It's an amazing read. We just do this because he doesn't need the money, frankly, from selling books. Just to share ideas and notions of how you can protect yourself with people. And you can get that just by telephoning at an 800 number, 800-630-1492. That's 1-800-630, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue, 1492.
Huh, okay. Well, that's definitely something to check out. It's Lowell Ponte. The book is Money, Morality, and the Machine. The number again is 800-630-1492. And the Spielberg movie you're talking about is about robotics taking over. Is that it?
It's about a world in which you will almost never leave your apartment. Mm. Your whole life will consist of what you play as games on computers. The neighborhood outside your apartment will be too dangerous to walk in. We think of women today afraid to walk in Paris because whole areas of it now, Islamic men routinely attack them.
Well, aren't we going to need to at least go out and buy the groceries?
Oh, you can have your groceries delivered, didn't you know?
By a robot, you think?
Absolutely, yeah.
Or maybe a drone, yeah. Lowell Ponte, the book is Money, Morality, and the Machine. Lowell, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
God bless.